This is the Lee Valley Auction, a big consignment auction that happens near Takema in northeast Nebraska. People are here buying and selling used farm equipment, everything from tractors to cattle gates. And it happens to be on the muddiest day of the year. It's fitting, though, because lately the ag industry has been wallowing in some bad news, and I wanted to come here to ask some farmers about it. Amanda Johnson and her husband raise cattle and crops near Scribner, Nebraska. She's at the sale to save money on used fence posts because making money looks tough.
It really depends on markets. Really, it does. I'd say even if you can break even, that's doing pretty good for the markets right now.
Prices for corn and soybeans, the top Midwest crops, have been falling because farmers raised so much grain, and the slow global economy has brought down demand. To make ends meet, farmers are selling equipment they don't need and giving up leases on farmland they can't afford. Colton Joseph farms a few hundred acres with a friend around Louisville, Nebraska. He's 23 and just getting started, but the farm's too small to buy new equipment or make a living.
Granted, I would love to farm full time, but you still got to pay your bills. If you got to go get a job at McDonald's to pay them, that's just what you got to do.
Joseph doesn't flip burgers. He actually works in the ethanol industry, but economists expect more farmers to look for extra work to stay in the black. And as money gets tight, farmers are borrowing more. Nathan Kaufman is an economist with the Kansas City Federal Reserve.
We're continuing to see pretty strong demand for farm loans, so that's primarily reflecting strong demand for short-term cash flow.
Kaufman says it's taken a few years, but farmers are burning through the cash they stashed away during the recent good times. Now they're borrowing to pay for essentials like seed and fertilizer. The result? Farm debt is projected to pass $372 billion this year. Adjusting for inflation, that's the most farm debt since the late 1970s, when the rural economy began to melt down. But Kaufman says today's numbers are not a sign of history repeating.
So the fact that farmland values are still holding up pretty well and farmland as an asset is by far the biggest portion of the farm sector balance sheet means that debt-to-asset ratios aren't rising too much because those values have stayed strong.
The debt-to-asset ratio he mentioned is a kind of barometer for farm finances. Land is a farmer's biggest asset. If his farmland is still worth a lot, he can sell parts of it to pay off debts and isn't at risk of default. Right now, the debt-to-asset ratio is well below what it was in the 80s farm crisis, and that's a good sign.
Like in the 80s, you didn't know if you're going to have a farm sale come at the end of the year. I don't think we're anywhere close to that.
Jerry Catlett is a banker at Bruning State Bank in Bruning, Nebraska.
But that doesn't say there's not a few exceptions out there where there might be folks looking at that right now.
In other words, some farms might fail, but that doesn't make it a farm crisis. And that's partially thanks to taxpayers like you. Government supports could provide a backstop for some producers. Farm payments are expected to pay out 30% more this year than last year. But Scott Olson isn't counting on farm payment programs to help him stay viable. Olson is an auctioneer at Lee Valley and also farms around Takema, Nebraska. With planting season coming up, he says there will be a fine line between making money and losing it.
You know, you can't just quit for a year. You know, you've still got taxes to pay, family to feed. You've still got to work and try to make it work.
He'll plant his corn and beans and hope for the best. If you're not optimistic, he says, you're not a farmer. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
$35 and a half. Anybody else? $37 and a half. Sold them $3,500.